Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good to be back here at the Palatial Worldwide headquarters, although Mulligan's has vodka and there's none here.
Oh.
All righty, 855-839-1210.
You bring some back with you, Don.
I made a bad sandwich choice there, too. You can never eat tuna fish in front of a group of people, be taking big gulps out of it.
Who does that?
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I was just hungry and thought tuna fish, I know, is good there. So
you're
maybe
the kind of guy that microwaves fish in an office.
I should have gotten crab cake. That might have been it. Okay. All right, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push #1210, and you're on board. You got the side question going on. Which is, hit us with that figure that is bigger than life. Okay, now, we took President Trump off the board, of course. There's a, it's kind of a fun betting service, sports betting. We used to have this guy on. They come up with political odds. They come up with odds on whether Nancy Pelosi will quit or not. All kinds of fun stuff like that. So the question was, 2024 presidential election. Now, they say that in the past, 2 weeks ago, Trump, they had as the lone favorite with +250 odds. I think those are pretty good odds because that means if you put down 100, you win 250 if he is a nominee. That's pretty good odds.
Who's it on? Trump?
On Trump. Yeah, I thought it should be you win $110 or something.
Yeah.
It's a sure thing. And Ronnie DeSantis was +525. So if he's a nominee, you win, put down 100, win 525. Okay. Now, this week, they have Donald Trump Sr. at 325 from 250 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
They have Ron DeSantis from 525 you win to now only winning 325, meaning even money with Trump.
Wow.
They have Joe Biden at 475 winning. From 450 yesterday.
So this is presidential now, not the
Republican. Yeah, presidential. Now. They have Kamala Harris at +1,200. Look, if Kamala Harris becomes president, you deserve a lot more than $1,200 for a $100 bet. And they have Mike Pence at 1,400. I think it ought to be, for Mike Pence, at least 500,000 you get if you bet 100.
I can name like three or four people that have a better shot
than
Mike Pence.
I'm just reading them.
Yeah.
So, for the nomination, all right, I have the nominee stuff too. Trump is a +120 from a -110 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay.
DeSantis is only a +150 from +290 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So they like DeSantis or Trump to be president. They're tied. Now, I think they're placing too much on New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, I could see DeSantis beating Trump. If I had a pick right now, as things stand, I'd call that even money, slight edge. New Hampshire is a little bit different. I'd call that for DeSantis, potentially. So periodically, I ask you, do you want DeSantis to run? I do. DeSantis is not going to be the VP choice. I can't see that. I think that would be overkill. Kristi Noem, back in the news. She has a new book out. She's been the face of this abortion issue post Roe v. Wade. Female presence on the ticket, conservative. I don't know how much she's been vetted or not. She's only the governor of a small state. But I could see more of Kristi Noem, someone like that, being VP. It's not going to be Mike Pence after this. And I don't think it would be Ron DeSantis. Trump's going to win Florida. I'd be very surprised if Trump is the nominee.
I'm probably going to anger a lot of listeners in saying this, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm kind of in the camp. I'm getting to the camp that I think it would be better if Trump didn't run in 2024.
Well, he's going to run, so I don't think it...
No, I know, but to be the nominee for the Republicans, and I just say that because I feel like the win's so easy here. If we can get a fighter like Donald Trump, but without all the baggage of Donald Trump, I think it would be an easy cakewalk to the office.
Well, here's the thing, and the baggage comes from still trying to re-litigate.
I mean, it's completely BS, the baggage. I'm against, I don't think he should have the baggage.
I think the baggage comes from trying to re-litigate the 2020 election. And Trump's not going to stop doing that. So I think, Dan, you underestimate, though, Ron DeSantis is not going to bring the juice like Trump does.
That does make me nervous, yeah.
Yeah, I am just almost driven to just win. I don't care how I win. I want to win.
Like I know it's said a ton, but I can't believe it's the truth. Is Donald Trump really a once-in-a-lifetime kind of candidate?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Okay.
But now there's going to be a bloomlet saying, and here's the other thing I want to talk about, 855-839-1210, the Trump judges. I'm still very suspect of them. As far as I went out on a limb before saying they were misses. Now that what they've done with this, I'm pretty surprised, to put it mildly, because Amy Coney Barrett was just in lockstep with Roberts. Kavanaugh, suspect as far as being a true originalist, whatever, more than a politician on there. Gorsuch, I thought, was a good pick. Their picks, they don't miss. When's the last time on anything big that the three or four liberals there have not voted on the liberal side? Just doesn't happen. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. I think a lot of people don't want Ron DeSantis to win, and I don't get that. Okay, how much credit do we give President Trump on these judges? Well, he fought for them. I don't think Kavanaugh was a good pick. Coney Barrett, I'm still on the fence, I think is a good pick overall. I'm still suspect of Kavanaugh. But on the biggest, most contentious issue, they got rid of a bad law and delivered. Maybe even more importantly, they moved forward on the gun law. Very underrated decision. Coming off the Howard decision in Washington, D.C. of a while ago, and moved the ball forward. So these judges did deliver. Now, the number one issue I want to see them go after is not gay marriage that Clarence Thomas is talking about. Certainly not contraception. Dan, if you can imagine 5 years ago or something, I don't know how we got on talking about contraception. I had these people calling me, though. Oh, my God. Yes, we have to stop contraception. I think it's changed in talk radio. I haven't gotten a call like that in forever. You really want Clarence Thomas going around blabbing? He's hurting. Look, here's what Republicans want to do with this. Here's the strategy. They want to go to the states now. This will be fought out in the states. That's the beauty of federalism. Andy McCarthy will be here to explain that. That's exactly where this should be, not on the national issue. Meaning, you can live in the type of state you want to live in. You want to live in a state that's pro-abortion, or pro-choice to the extreme, however you want to put it, like New York, California, Jersey. Probably the most extreme is probably Jersey at this point in some ways. Good, you can move to Jersey. If you don't want to do that, you can move to states that are very restrictive, or Pennsylvania that might be somewhat restrictive. That's one. The other thing Republicans have to do, and we're going to try to get on, Dan, the woman from the, maybe tomorrow, the Hope Pregnancy Center, see what it's like.
She's
for them.
She's actually joining us today at 2:30, Dom.
Oh, 2:30. Didn't know. Okay, good.
That just came down about 30 seconds ago.
Thank you. We had her on a while ago. These are the centers that try to aid people with resources and the like who are financially at crisis, are deciding whether to have a child or not. Because of that, you may remember, there was attacked. Larry Krasner, of course, over the weekend, called upon the other 66 district attorneys in the state to stand up and, in his view, stop the crazies, protect abortionists and abortion rights. Never a mention, though, of the crisis centers, okay? Never a mention of any of that from Larry Krasner. So we'll talk with her at 2:30. The second thing Republicans have to do then is continue to talk about and put resources in there. I'm not saying they don't already. I'm not talking about government, but a lot of private resources into helping women in these circumstances to persuade away from abortion. And I think they're engaging in that. But Clarence Thomas, stop talking about gay marriage and contraception. Please, Alito put it right in there. No, this is about Roe v. Wade, bad law. It's not about we're going to go with contraception or gay marriage or anything else. Exactly what needed to be said. Thomas is trying to drive this, at least the public face of this, and that will aid and abet people like Josh Shapiro. I can hardly wait to see some of the early polling. We see what this means here in Pennsylvania. But Doug Mastriano put out a good statement when this came down on Friday about I am going to drive home the inflation part of this. And you just heard with Shannon Bream. I mean, she's doing multiple things. She couldn't see everything. She didn't know. The Wall Street Journal today has this piece that when you go to the gas pump, so I'm asking you, how much is the most you filled up for? I can't imagine, Dan, it could be over 125. Can you? Could it be over 125 regular?
Looking here at a tweet from a Jim O'Connell. He drives a work truck, 35-gallon tanks, 25 to 30 gallons he needs every 3 days for his work. It's about $129.
Okay. So they're putting up 175.
It's nuts. And I'm also looking here. A guy by the name of Dave wrote in. He's in Lawrence Township at the Costco. And when he put his credit card in, they told him the pre-authorization amount when he first put it in. The Costco over in Lawrence Township is showing $225 for pre-authorization.
What?
Yep, $225.
That's even worse, and it's Costco. So be aware of this. Wall Street Journal said that this guy says $225. We've heard $175. You can get an overdraft. You might not have that in there at that moment. That means it could be on hold for hour after hour after hour. There seems to be no limit on, I don't know if it's 24 hours or whatever. They can withhold that money, put a hold on it. You might be writing checks on it. Yeah.
In the first hour, I mentioned a friend who happened to drive an F-250. I was wrong. He actually texted me. He happened to be listening. He drives an F-150. He says $100 gets him about 3/4 of a tank. He drives the 5.4 liter V8 F-150.
Okay. So that's only 100 bucks for 3/4 times 4/3. So, yeah.
It's about 133 to fill it up. Yeah.
But the other guy, they're putting a hold on it, $225. See, I think this is the type of issue, Dan. It's a nugget. When people hear this, everybody sees, everybody knows $5. I've seen on the one on the expressway, that station where I am headed to Lincoln Drive, is still stuck at $5.39. Everybody knows that. You want to try to find a fresh way to make them aware of what a disaster this guy is. Imagine, and are the Biden people doing anything about this? Is this legal even? $175, we've heard $225. They're putting a hold for hours on your bank account, on your debit, when you swipe that. Be aware of that. And if you're borderline, you're close on that, then you might have to pay an overdraft. Thank you, Joe Biden. All right, let's go to Bob in Berlin. Let's get another Bigger Than Life. All right, Bob, who do you have today?
Bigger Than Life, I've got Chuck Norris.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is. Chuck Norris, I had him on 8 to 10 years ago. That was at the epitome of the pinnacle of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is Bigger Than Life. I never met him in person, but just on the air, Dan, people were, you know. Chuck Norris, you don't fool around. I don't know how much is myth. I don't know how much is accurate.
You get a whole website dedicated to him.
Yeah, it's still out there, though. That is a very good one. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. Andy McCarthy is next to break down all this stuff. But I'd love to get you in. If you filled up, say, for $150, or do you kid yourself? Do you not fill it up 3/4, and then go and fill it up again at the end of the week, just so you don't see that all at once, hoping it comes down? Imagine ask how much is being withheld. I could just imagine people getting an overdraft for just filling up their gas. It is ridiculous.
I'm doing some math here. I'm looking into research here.
Yes.
A general semi-truck has 120 to 150 gallons of fuel per tank, right. And they have two tanks, so about 300 gallons per semi. So at $5 a gallon, a semi costs $1,500 to fill up, comparatively to $3 a gallon at $900 to fill up. That's a $600 difference to fill up a tank in a semi, and I just want to point out, we're talking here about pickup trucks and all. The people shipping these things across our country, it's almost double the cost.
Exactly.
It's nuts.
All right, Andy McCarthy next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It is Dom time. When we got Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case, these are three of the biggest, and there are a couple of others I'll ask Danny McCarthy about right out of the box. That are still going to be dropped, no more today, but I think this climate case, there's a border case, there's several things still that actually have large impact. We go to the heavy hitters. Andy McCarthy with us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Andy, welcome in. I hope you had a nice weekend. You were catching up on your Supreme Court reading.
I did, Dom. I mainly caught up on watching my son play baseball yesterday.
Oh, good, good. I know that. Yeah. That's your passion. But I wanted to ask you this. Who's your all-time favorite? I have one, but it's just because this is the only one I've ever had contact with, Sammy Alito. I call him that just for fun. He's been on seven times. He doesn't give up a whole lot, Andy, but he's my favorite. Who's your favorite Supreme Court justice of all time?
Well, I so admire Justice Scalia. I also admire greatly a number of the justices who are on the court now, particularly Justice Thomas. But I think I've spent the most time over the years reading Justice Scalia's work, in part to learn the law, because he had a way of teaching it that was, I think, inimitable. But also just the sheer craft of writing and the power of his pen,
yeah.
Just to my mind, it's just peerless.
Yeah, I would agree. He's got to be on the Mount Rushmore for all those reasons. And the fact that he and Ruth Bader Ginsburg were really good friends is indicative of his spirit and hers.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a lost time in our not only our law, but our politics as well.
Yeah, I would agree. So, Andy, what jumps out of these cases? The gun case is very big. I think this case today is underrated because we're still in the throes of Roe v. Wade. But this is really a push forward on something really important here about religion in the public square.
Yeah, I think that we're seeing what happens when you have a constitutional conservative court, which is that we're getting something that more closely approximates the original understanding of the Constitution and getting back to that. And when you're talking about the abortion case, for example, the Constitution doesn't speak to abortion. So what the court is basically saying is it's up to the states to decide it. And I would point out to people who say that, this is a conservative court imposing conservative solutions. That's not true at all. If that were true, if conservative justices were like progressive justices, they would have found a right to life in the Constitution. They didn't purport to do that. What they said is that the Constitution doesn't speak to abortion. And when that happens in a free democratic republic, which is supposed to be self-governing, that means the people get to decide. So the only time the people don't get to decide is when there actually is a right that is in our Constitution. And that's not because of the power of the court. It's because the Constitution is our supreme law. Supreme also it means to supreme to the Supreme Court as well. So we have religious liberty and we have self-defense liberty. And as the court has pointed out any number of times, these were liberties. It's very misunderstood. People think that these liberties are prescribed by the Constitution. That's not true. These liberties are acknowledged by the Constitution to have existed before our nation did and before the Constitution
did.
So well put.
Absolutely.
And what they are is limitations on the government. They don't give you rights. They tell the government what it can't do.
And Andy, said something here that Mark Levin said, I haven't played it yet. I'll play it in a while, about the Dobbs decision. When is it an institution of government is saying we don't have any power over this, to your point? That's a great thing that the Supreme Court, you just said it too, is saying the people have power over this. But I wanted to ask you this. Now, you're on Fox and you're many times on with heavy hitters or people that respect you. I think sometimes it's not just ideology with some of these people, even on national TV. I think their fundamental understanding of what you've just said is lacking, or they just can't bring themselves. They're so enmeshed in government to understand these are natural rights, and all the Constitution's doing with these is giving the limitations on government around those rights.
I think that's right, Dom. But I'd also point out, and I guess you'd understand this. I mean, I think I was 14 when Roe was decided. So that was the pinnacle of an era which was very freewheeling in terms of our jurisprudence, and where people came to think that because the courts were telling them this, including the highest court, that the Constitution was organic and it really didn't matter what it says because the judges were at liberty to make it up as they went along. And I think it's taken 50 years to try to shake that off and get back to an idea that and we can again thank Justice Scalia and his career for this, I think, but we have to wrestle with what the Constitution actually says, what the words actually say, what they were understood by the public to mean at the time that they were adopted, that statutes mean what they say at the time that they're enacted, mm-hmm. that language matters. And I think that's, the battle here isn't so much that people have a convenient understanding of the Constitution. It's that they've been taught wrong for 50 years, and that's a lot to overcome.
It is. And when it goes on for 50 years, you know the old saw, Elizabeth Warren is one of the worst saying this, my daughters won't have the rights that I have. When you let it go on that long, Andy, it's going to be very, very difficult to escape from this. I would say the saving grace on this, though, and I don't know if you have a view on this, is that inflation and these other things on the political front are so ferocious, and we're in such a volatile time that even though this is white hot now, Roe v. Wade, and it will be a factor in the midterms, what we're seeing is not going to continue here forever. Something else will come along where our attention will be diverted to it.
Yeah, Dom, I'm very comfortable with where they are, with where we are, because, first of all, I don't think it was nearly what the left and the Democrats have hoped for. And that's because the leak, I think, was counterproductive in two ways. It not only didn't have the intended effect of intimidating the court into changing, to peeling a couple of the justices off Alito's opinion. It also gave us 7 weeks to explain to people that the sky was not actually falling and that all this meant was that it was being returned to the states, not that the Democrats were saying that the Supreme Court was going to make abortion illegal. And that's obviously not true. And if Alito's opinion had dropped on Friday like a bolt from the blue and we hadn't been prepared for exactly what it would say, that would be one thing. But we've had 7 weeks to get people used to this. And I think the other thing is, even to the extent that this is an issue, I'm very comfortable having an issue where Democrats, because of their insanity, have to keep referring to mothers as birthing persons. And when you try to pin them down, what they say basically is abortion at any time for any reason on demand up until the moment of delivery, which is not where most people are at. And I think what most people are going to recognize is, number one, they lied about Roe, about what it meant. And number two, they're going to be much more comfortable with the regulatory regimes that are available to people in the states now under the Supreme Court decision than they were or are under the Democrats' regime, where it's abortion right up to the minute of delivery. I think the Democrats are going to have a very hard time defending that as long as we make them defend it.
Exactly. And that's where the media comes in, and guys like you, second to none. So tell us what you have up at National Review right now, Andy.
Well, I'm still sort of reeling from last week, Dom, and I also got myself, besides with my usual bevy of work at NR, I got myself, I think somebody made me drink too much, Dom. That's how I agreed to this. But I agreed to do an essay on the 50th anniversary of Watergate for Law and Liberty, which is a great site, and it has a lot of writers on it that I admire. And I've done that, and there were three law professors who responded, and I've had to respond to the responses. So that's what I've been pretty much tied up with. And I guess we'll get back to the Supreme Court and the January 6th committee and all that good stuff in the next few days.
Thank you, Andy. What's your position, baseball? What did you play, or what does your son play?
My son's a catcher.
Ah.
I was
good position. That's the way to the big leagues, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was half as good as he is.
Well, Andy, thank you. Thanks so much for breaking it down. I love what you said, too. These rights were from God. These are natural rights. All this does is just tell us what the government, what limited role the government can have in them. That's what the debate is about.
Sure is.
Thank you, Andy, very much as always.
Thanks, Dom.
Andy McCarthy here. I defy Dan anybody. Shannon Bream, Andy McCarthy. Let me play for you Mark Levin, then we'll take some more calls. 855-839-1210, you get in. Here's what Mark Levin said with Maria Bartiromo. I guess it was yesterday, Sean, I'm pretty sure, on the Dobbs decision. SCOTUS is saying we don't have any power. What government institution ever says that? Isn't that a good thing, saying we don't have power over this? Every institution, presidency, the Congress certainly, they always want to tell us they have power over everything. Here's what Mark Levin said about the Roe v. Wade case.
Let's be clear about what this decision says. This decision says something really unique in American history. We have a very, very powerful body, the Supreme Court, saying we don't have any power. When's the last time you heard Congress or the president or the bureaucracy say, we don't have any power, so we're going to give this authority where it belongs, back to the people in the states? It's that simple. They're interpreting the Constitution. It's not taking anybody's rights away. It's not giving rights to anybody. First of all, God does that. But that said, there's 50 states for a reason. We're not a parliamentary system like in Canada, like in France. We have 50 states for a reason, 50 legislatures for a reason. So decisions can be made by the people in these states. The majority leader in the Senate is from New York. The speaker's from San Francisco. They don't get to decide everything in between the country and try and impose their will. And the court rightly says, look, we're nine justices. Sometimes these are 5-4 votes. The Casey vote was 5-4. The Roe vote was 7-2. This vote was basically 5-3-1. We shouldn't be deciding these cultural issues for the American people. That's why we're at each other's throats.
Exactly right. All right, one more, Dan. This will be cut 17. Here's Michael Beschloss. Now, this guy is the principal, Dan, or one of the principal historians that whisper in Joe Biden's ear, Joe, go big. You didn't spend enough in it. Remember that whole confab of people that get together with him, many of whom their dads or granddads were in the FDR administration or the LBJ administration. And they tell Biden, you're going to be big. You're going to go down in the history books with FDR and LBJ. Who wants to go down in the history books with LBJ? Oh, all right. Here's Beschloss, though. Here's what he says. Now, you heard Mark Levin. He calls the Supreme Court authoritarian at best. And really, he tells Mika that this is fascism.
This is authoritarian. They're trying to say, essentially, you in America who don't like the fact that we on the Supreme Court can basically shove down your throat something that a majority of you don't like, this is the new reality, and you're going to have to deal with it. You know, Mika said at the beginning of the hour, she used the word fascism. Some people are going to find that a strong word. I find it a descriptive word because that's the essence of what we're talking about, which is a small minority essentially trying to dominate the politics of a country. And by the way, you know, look at Dred Scott, look at other countries. When there is this kind of angry tyranny by the minority, I think you put it perfectly, Joe, it oftentimes leads to civil war. I pray that that does not happen in our beloved country.
Fascism, authoritarian, a complete mess. He's an historian. He's the guy telling Biden. Well, you can imagine the adult, this guy, addled doesn't know it, talking to Biden about going big, addled again. This is why we are where we are. He is one of the principal guys, if not the principal guy, stoking Biden. All right. And I'm convinced Biden came in thinking he was going to do other things, not all the spending per se, but he was egged on by this cadre of these people who are in his mind. He wants his selfish legacy. I may be one term, but it's going to be big. I'm going to be FDR. Well, FDR failed at what he was doing, but at least the argument of the Great Depression, et cetera, you can make that argument. LBJ was just a monster. The most infamous figure in large measure, I think, is a president. You know, someday if I do that, he's up there. Just a monster as a human being. That's who he wants to be? Yeah, this is one of the guys egging him on. But the Supreme Court, a guy like Alito, who has more brain power than 10 Beschlosses, right, being called a fascist because of this. Complete misunderstanding of the system. All right, coming up, more of your calls, and the Inquirer has a pleasant article. Bill Maher addressed this, Dan, over the weekend. He said, look, I'm a liberal. I want not progressives, but I want liberals to win. And you're not helping yourself if you keep on doing the drag queen stuff. The Inquirer's got an article. Get used to it. Your kids can deal with drag queens. You have a problem. What's wrong with that? They liken it to Teletubbies in Disney. Yes. Good drag queen every weekend.
So hold on. They can write a story about this, but they can't cover the parents of a...
You jumped. You thief. You were going right there.
I'm sorry, man.
Mr. Toomey, it's no time for coverage, but drag queen columns. I guess we'll have to work drag queens into Larry Krasner somehow or another.
Don't mean to step on your toes, man, there, but wow, that's crazy.
Yes, exactly. Nicely played.
But, oh, man.
What a thief, this guy, I'm telling you. I can't even get to my own lines. All right. 855-839-1210. By the way, we did put that up exclusively, though, on Facebook, since the Inquirer will not cover it. The testimony, if you will, the rally last Tuesday, Mr. Toomey and the others, and Martina White. It's facebook.com/1210WPHT. Please feel free to share that. Here I'm down the shore thinking, oh, God, what are we going to do at Krasnerland this week? Boom. Dan's right in there.
There it is.
Right in there. By the way, we had to end up buying 2 beach chairs down there. I will tell that story coming up at some point. Oh, Ro, drive me crazy.
Might have to dig into that Dan time with Dom today.
She wouldn't let me take back a beach chair. We didn't quite have time. Even though I have the receipt in my pocket as we speak, we left it with our friends where we stay.
You can't bring a beach chair out to the beach, get it all sandy, and then try to return it to
the store,
Dom.
Never went to the beach. It was on a piece of grass out there for about 5 minutes. And here's what I was going to do with the guy, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, all right, look, just give me 35. It was 42. I was going to start at 35.
Trying to bargain selling back the product.
Oh, I was going to tell an hour if I had gotten him to do that. Wouldn't let me. I was hoping to get 22 out of 42. That would have been fair. Look, never been used. Show me anything on here. I kept the receipt just for that. I keep every receipt. It's stuffed in here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, it is Dom time. Side question today. Bigger than life figure. Hit us with that. That's how you get in for Captain Chuckies. All right, so a guy named Tom Fitzgerald, writing for The Enquirer, says drag queens are no harder for kids to grasp than clowns, Teletubbies, or Disney characters. In a time when a hugely popular show like RuPaul's Drag Race has been a reliable Emmy winner, it might seem strange to think that drag queens are under attack, but these attacks are less about drag queens and much more about making LGBTQ allies nervous. Their happening during Pride Month is not a coincidence. Let's be clear. Drag is no harder for kids to grasp than clowns, Teletubbies, or Disney characters. A drag queen is no more confusing to them than a talking pig in a dress. A talking sponge, wait for it, Dan, in pants, or a man in wig and makeup trying to sell them chicken McNuggets. Kids innately understand drag because some form of it makes up a lot of their entertainment already. I know this because that's exactly how I framed the subject when a child asked me to explain drag queens to them. Wait a minute. A child asked this guy, Dan. Notice that? Does that mean he's not a dad? Inquiring minds would like to know.
So the author's saying that it's very easy for these kids to understand,
yes,
after learning that kids need to understand by being asked by,
yes,
a kid for more information on how to understand.
But also, no mention, you think he would tell, hey, his own son, hey, Tommy, that's just like the talking pig in a dress.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, there you go. Or Chicken McNuggets or whatever the heck here. He said, once I got the go-ahead from her mom, I explained exactly how you explain most concepts to the very young in the simplest terms. Drag queens are people who dress up in outrageous costumes to perform on stage. Some of them sing, some of them dance, some of them tell jokes or stories, and yes, some of them are men, even though they might look more like women when they're all done up. I showed her the video to Kitty Girl, a song performed by RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. I have such a lovely member of her watching these glittered and wig creatures Yes, so it seems to me throughout this, maybe the Inquirer should have gotten someone who's a mom or dad.
I got a rebuttal.
And talk about how they explain drag queens to them.
Look, I get where this person's coming from, the opinion piece, whatever.
Yeah.
But where I differ is I would actually, if I was explaining it to a kid, I would probably explain it similar to wrestling. It's a man in kayfabe being a woman, playing it up on stage, having this kind of theatrical performance. But where I differ is we don't have wrestlers going into libraries teaching kids the qualities of being good wrestlers or
stuff
like that. It's like, you know, Hulk Hogan's not teaching 10-year-olds, sitting them down in a library explaining the educational benefits of wrestling.
Right. So what's the drag queen's purpose there in doing drag queen story time hour? I think you're getting to it. There's a particular ideological or political point of view here.
Yeah.
It's not about wrestling or selling a product or anything
else.
It's
not about being the entertainment factor of being a drag queen. It's the political implications
of drag
queens.
That's exactly what they're doing. And Bill Maher, of all people, makes the point to how is LGBTQ being served by this, by forcing this type of stuff and the transgendered stuff versus what America has accepted, gay people. By and large, there's no doubt about that. Why are you pushing the envelope toward this craziness? That's Bill Maher, and he's right, and he thinks this extends, and it does, beyond just the drag queen. It gets into what the face of the Democrat Party is, which is way out there on so many of these cultural issues. They do it. How do they have the right to come into libraries to engage in this when other groups would be rejected, and they should be? It's not the place for it, the public setting. You want to do it on your own? Go right ahead. Drag queens are no harder for kids to grasp than clowns, Teletubbies, or Disney characters. All right, let's take one more here. Our buddy Tom of Marlton, who journeyed to Wildwood for Dom Giordano Day. Hey, Tom, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dom and Dan. Yeah, we had a good time down there.
Oh, God, yes.
Thanks for coming, Tom. It was great.
Yes, Dan taking off his footwear, flip-flops, to throw in bare feet on a dirty street in Wildwood, a football about 40 yards. It was shocking.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. He actually threw the ball well.
It was very, very good. It was a nice spiral in the air.
Are you discrediting me for taking off my flip-flops in a short town and walking on this? Like, people take their flip-flops and walk barefoot all around a short town.
I don't think they walk in the street. They walk on the side. I'd walk on the sidewalk in bare feet.
Oh, come on. I didn't know that was even a controversy.
The asphalt, though, Tom, it was disgusting. Yeah, I had to watch that throughout the entire show.
It's completely appropriate to walk all over a short town barefoot.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tom, what do you have today?
I'm going to go with one of the big guns in the movie industry, John Wayne, the Duke.
Yes, that is a bigger-than-life persona. What the heck's happened to me here? Yes, John Wayne definitely matches. All right, yeah. It's the drag queen column. And again, because you thought you saw a nugget. I saw the nugget here when the guy didn't say, my son or daughter asked me, and I explained drag queens. He said, a child. There you go. So easy to explain to this, and you have to go through.
How long was this article, Dom?
600-700 words of explaining.
700 words dedicated to this, and yet the victims of Krasner go unheard.
Exactly right. Big events like Drag Queen Story Hour about letting kids live in a world that exists rather than a world that should exist, according to a minority of thinkers. It's about exposing them to art and joy and self-expression. It's about teaching them to be true to themselves, to look to the storytellers for information.
How about we teach them about the world that does exist?
Yes.
Rather than closing a blind eye to the crap that's going on out here in Philadelphia.
Yes. How about Krasnerland then? Storytime. Dom's Storytime Hour at public libraries about Krasnerland. You see, kiddies, there's this evil genie. His name is Larry Krasner. Ooh.
He's paid by a guy by the name of George Soros.
Yeah, Krasner can come in on a broom if he wishes. That may add the story here. Yeah, there's a George Soros, the Wizard of Oz. All right, it's a revival here. Dan Time with Dom.
Oh, it is Dan Time with Dom. Yes. I didn't even play the thing, Dom. It's my turn.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan Time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
Yeah, you think I can handle things. It's already off the tracks, Dom. So starting off with Dan Time with Dom, your favorite time of the afternoon besides the entire Dom Giordano show. When producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some less political topics, Toyota, Dom, released their first mainstream electric car. Didn't go so well. Did you hear about this?
No, tell me about it, Dan. What happened?
Oh, man. So they released the BZ4X, an electric SUV, and they've recently warned owners who have bought this car. It recently went on sale, so there's not too many that have it. But they got to stop driving it because it turns out the chassis, the wheel, the axles, they can become disconnected. The nuts and bolts can come loose, and your tires can fall right off the car.
Oh, man.
So you're driving down the road,
yeah,
and your tires just roll off in front of you or behind you, and you're now, you know, gliding along the bottom on the bottom of the car. Guess that's happening out there. So if you have a BZ4X electric SUV, you might already turn it. And I bring that up because, Dom Giordano, you always say you're kind of questionable about these electric cars, and this kind of goes to prove your point.
Oh, yeah. The fire capability. When Joe Biden says, right there at your house, you plug it into your house. He said that the other day. And the reason it's important, Dan, it's not just what progressives say. Joe Biden is fixated on the electric car. He just can't get enough of it because he thinks it's green and union at the same time, which are, I believe, impossible to do. A lot of these union jobs are not going to be where the greenies are. And you got to face that on his side. So this is the panacea.
Well, we often talk about the oil prices just skyrocketing,
yes,
and how this is almost like a Biden administration push towards the electric cars. And you have the
right
politicians out there saying, you know, drive electric. And you have conservatives yelling back, we're not ready yet. And this is kind of proof there. You have a car out there and they say, according to Toyota's announcement, bolts that hold the wheels can loosen after even a relatively small number of miles on the road, allowing the wheels to completely detach from the vehicle.
Is that anything to do with the configuration that's electric,
I think it's just poor workmanship.
Okay, yeah.
Rushing it to market, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and yes, you know, you have the Biden administration again saying, let's get to market, and then you have car companies rushing things to market, and look how it goes. Not going too well, Dom. So a couple weeks ago, talking on Krasnerland, there was an incident at a Chick-fil-A here in Philadelphia. What was that happened? A delivery driver pulled up.
DoorDash, something like that, and he wanted a free milkshake, as I understand.
He wanted a free milkshake, and the guy wouldn't give it to him, the Chick-fil-A,
right,
so he unloaded on him. And
yeah.
Oh, so and
hard
now,
to believe.
Now another incident like that down in Atlanta now at a Subway. Someone didn't have enough mayonnaise. Or no, there was too much mayonnaise on a sandwich, and someone opened fire on a staffer, a Subway employee, and another. And so someone was killed over a sandwich order, Dom. This is where we're getting to now.
Yeah, and in Philadelphia, it's routine. The most petty of arguments, the most bizarre arguments, that's what you're going to get. In fact, someone sent me, you saw it on my Twitter, down by the Penrose Diner, a little bit further down. It looked like drag racing with fires or something over the weekend. Of course, I had to get that from a listener since the Philadelphia Inquirer had no intention of telling anybody about it.
Never report on anything
that. Nothing
and
to see here.
They were doing donuts. And what they do is they start down there, they do donuts,
right,
and they fly up and down I-95. You have car accidents with these street racers. It's it's a horrible, like, I don't understand why this stuff isn't just controlled. It's not hard to break these things up.
It's all a piece. The excuse is, well, we don't want to give chase. Someone might get hurt. But there are fires here and people fleeing. It's near the airport and everything else.
So I got to ask you about an entertainer, Justin Timberlake. Are you a fan of his?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's good. Yeah, he's all around good. I wouldn't say he has any distinguishable skill that's unbelievable, but as an all around talent, he is. Yeah.
Kind of fallen off the grid recently.
Yeah, he has.
But he's gone viral now, and he had to apologize. He says, DC, I want to apologize you for two reasons here and here. Turns out he got a lot of flack for performing an awkward dance routine while wearing khakis. So he had to apologize all over social media for his khaki wearing. Saying that he looked like a dad badly dancing. So, Dom, khakis are not really a thing that you wear either, and I want to know the justification for that.
Yeah, I'm not into the – I found an old pair getting ready for the shore. I was trying them on over the weekend. That would be my resort wear. I might be wearing them in the near future.
I bring this up because it seems like Justin Timberlake might want to take some fashion advice from Dom Giordano.
Thank you very much. You noticed the fashion.
Fancy guy.
Thank you. You noticed the fat. Well, Roe is my designer.
And speaking of Roe, you said around 30 after that there's another incident. You had to buy a second beach chair?
Yes. She didn't like how low it was on the beach getting up out of it. She didn't try it out because we were in a rush enough. And The main thing, I wasn't allowed to take it back. We didn't have time to try to get the guy to give me $20 back.
I hope Rose listening, because this is from me to you. You're going to have to use that as ammo now. Every time she comes after the Barca Lounger, remind her how important it is to find a comfortable chair to sit in.
That's true.
You know? And she needs to go back and get a second beach
this
chair.
This is tested.
So you found your Barca Lounger. She now knows what it feels like. Yep.
It will last until it disintegrates right in front
of me. That's all I got for you for Dan.
All righty. Thank you very much. 2:13 today, we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Coming up, I want to tell you about another column in the Inquirer that doesn't have any time to talk about crime victims by somebody who covered the Vatican, etc., a Catholic, former big anchor in town, writing, "Why are we back in this place?" meaning Roe v. Wade. All that straight ahead, big 2 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.